when my daughter was 14, Amanda was 14, she got pregnant, and her pregnancy turned to cancer. And her cancer was called a molar pregnancy. That's where the fetus dies and a tumor grows in its place. And I'll never forget that night. My daughter had gone to the restroom, and I hear her call me with a rather frantic voice saying, "Dad, I'm bleeding." And I remember saying, "Well, you know, the nurse said there'd be some bleeding." And then she showed me the tissue, and there was not one white speck on that tissue. It was just covered with blood. So
I don't even think I really cared too much because I don't even know what it was called. I mean, the type of cancer it was, some long word that I don't... I didn't know when I was 14.
Well, I just remember the doctors telling me after your procedures were done that this is when you were still 14, and the doctor said, well, if she gets pregnant again before she's 20, this could kill her. And I says, well, if she gets pregnant again before 20, Daddy, I kill her. I'm a heart attack survivor. November 11th of 2012, no, November 13th, I was staying in the kitchen washing dishes, and I told my ex-girlfriend at the time, I felt dizzy, and as soon as I sat down on the couch, I passed out, and I remember coming to with my girlfriend sitting in front of me and my daughter sitting next to me, and I just looked at my daughter and said, "Why do you look like a caterpillar?" And then turned to my girlfriend and says, "Why are there three of you?" And I didn't realize they had already called an ambulance. And I could see something flashing out off the wall. And I thought, something's on fire. I said, "No, Dad, that's an ambulance for you." So I was rushed to Highland, and I was there for 2 weeks. So now I'm like an Energizer Bunny. I'm battery operated. So when you don't have money, this is the only place you can go. And that's why they call it the waiting room. My grandmother taught me as a young boy how to bake a homemade pound cake from scratch. Delicious pound cake. And that was my way of saying thank you to all the doctors and nurses that provided their expertise. So my hat's off to this hospital. As a matter of fact, I'm due to make another pound cake here next week. This is probably the only hospital I have baked at least 10 cakes for so far. I make a good pound cake.